Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Getoleno with the evening news, the headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah launches Bharat Bol portal. Center State Health Department say there is no cause for alarm over HMPV. Center urges states, union territories to implement Section 479 of BNSS for under-trial prisoners' relief. And five officers from Nagaland Police Service inducted into Indian Police Service. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Amit Shah launched the Bharat Bol portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Bol portal is aimed at streamlining the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other color-coded Interpol notices. Speaking on this occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Bharat Bol will take the international investigation into a new era. He said now the investigating agencies will be able to connect with the Interpol to get the required information. He said it will help in dealing with the cases related to drug trafficking, arms smuggling, terrorism-related crimes and human trafficking.
सबसे बड़ा फायदा अंतरराष्ट्रीय डेटा के उपयोग के बारे में 19 प्रकार के डेटाबेस जो इंटरपोल के हैं वो आज हमारे पास उपलब्ध होंगे एनालिसिस करकर क्राइम रोकने की हमारी सिस्टम खड़ी करने के लिए भी उपलब्ध होंगे और अपराधियों को पकड़ने के लिए भी उपलब्ध होंगे और साइबर अपराध की नई चुनौतियों को भी एक स्पीड के साथ इससे हम आगे ले जा सकते हैं.
The Home Minister said, now with the use of modern systems, it will be easier to bring back criminals sitting abroad and those who have fled abroad after committing crimes in India. On this occasion, Mr. Shah presented police medals to 35 CBI officers and officials who have been awarded the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Union Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation.
भारत पोल हमारे देश के अंतर्राष्ट्रीय इन्वेस्टिगेशन को एक अलग युग में ले जाने वाली एक शुरुआत एक प्रकार से अब तक इंटरपोल के साथ काम करने के लिए एक ही एजेंसी नामित थी सीबीआई मगर भारत पोल की संरचना होने के साथ भारत की हर एजेंसी हर राज्य की पुलिस अपने आप को बहुत सरलता के साथ इंटरपोल के साथ कनेक्ट कर पाएगी और सीधा गति अपने इन्वेस्टिगेशन को देने में उनको बहुत सहायता होगी.
Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava has emphasized that there is no cause of concern for the public from the human metapneumovirus HMPV. During a virtual meeting with the states and union territories, the Health Secretary reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases along with the public health measures for their management. The Secretary advised the states to strengthen and review the surveillance of influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infections. The states have also been advised to enhance information, education and communication, as well as awareness among the population regarding the prevention of transmission of the virus. She reiterated that an increase in respiratory illnesses is usually seen during the winter months and assured that the country is well prepared for any potential surge in respiratory illness cases. Nagaland Department of Health and Family Welfare has said there is no cause for alarm following the detection of human metapneumovirus HMPV in parts of India. In an advisory, the department said it is closely monitoring the situation regarding respiratory illness across the state. It said HMPV takes 3 to 6 days to show symptoms, which may include cough, fever, nasal congestion and shortness of breath.
The health department said prevention of HMPV is similar to that of COVID-19. It advised washing hands frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching the eyes, nose or mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, covering the mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing, cleaning frequently touched surfaces and staying at home when sick. The state health department advised the public to contact healthcare workers for any queries. Dolivi Agashwani News, Kohima.
Center has asked states and union territories to implement the provisions of Section 479 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 to provide relief to under-trial prisoners. This section provides relief to under-trial prisoners by reducing the number of people held in jail awaiting trial. Union Home Ministry has written a letter to chief secretaries of all the states and union territories in this regard. Under the new rule, first-time offenders can be released on bond after serving one-third of the maximum period of imprisonment. The central government has inducted five officers from the Nagaland Police Service into the Indian Police Service, IPS. In a notification today, the Home Affairs Ministry confirmed their appointment and allocation to the Nagaland cadre under the IPS Recruitment Rules 1954. The officers included in the select list of 2023 are James Kinghan, Tisovise Mehta, H. Kuhovi Sema, M. Ravishe Nyowi, and Rangkathang Vikram Izong. They will serve a probationary period of 1 year and undergo induction training as per the IPS Probation Rules 1954. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland's Abu Mehta has been elected as the Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India, AFI. This was announced by the Nagaland Athletics Association in a press release today. The association said this is the second tenure of Mr. Mehta in the AFI, where he was previously holding the post of Associate Vice President. Congratulating Mr. Mehta and the newly elected AFI team, the Nagaland Athletics Association assured its full support and cooperation. Chief Minister Nipio Rio has congratulated Mr. Mehta on the election. Taking to X, the Chief Minister wished Mr. Mehta a successful tenure in advancing athletics in India. Member of Parliament in Lok Sabha S. Supungmaran Chamier today emphasized upon doing away with tribalism and building cordial relationships with everyone. He said this while addressing the 51st Chozoba Area Sports Association meet at Chozoba Town in Peg District. The MP further said, sportspersons are the model of the society and hope that they are financially supported. Seven teams are taking part in the five-day sports meet, which will conclude on the 11th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritize India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vishnoi, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today chaired a meeting of transport ministers from all states and union territories at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said that this annual gathering serves as a vital platform to foster synergy between the union and state governments, facilitating collaborative deliberations on critical policy matters and advancing cohesive strategies for national progress. He added that such dialogues are essential for addressing regional challenges, sharing best practices, and ensuring that uniform implementation of transformative transport policies across the nation. And India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall at many places accompanied with thunderstorm activity at isolated places is likely over the northeastern states during the next 2 days. According to the Weather Department, temperature conditions during the past 24 hours were appreciably above normal by about 3 degrees Celsius to 5 degrees Celsius at isolated places over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. To end the news, the headlines here again. Home Minister Amit Shah launches Bharat Pol portal. Center, State Health Department say there is no cause for alarm over HMPV. Center urges states, union territories to implement Section 479 of BNSS for under-trial prisoners' relief. And five officers from Nagaland Police Service inducted into Indian Police Service. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.